So let's go to the movies with Eddie from Jordan and Eddie's Movie Blog. How are we doing, mate?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, Andrew. How are you?
Not too bad. I haven't had the opportunity to talk to you about a huge blockbuster for a little while, but today we're going to have a look at Moonfall.
If you're watching this, then you know by now a huge problem is heading our way. An emergency meeting has been called at our usual place immediately. Free bagels.
I've made a shocking discovery. I need you to get me in touch with NASA immediately.
Well, NASA and I aren't really on speaking terms these days.
Oh, that'll change. When you tell them that the moon is out of orbit.
There's no need to panic.
Not crazy!
Why are they lying about all this?
It's too late to stop.
It looks absolutely as big as the moon, if you will. Eddie, tell us a little bit about Moonfall.
The newest film from Roland Emmerich, who is, if you're calling him a master, he's the master of destruction. He is the director behind Independence Day, Godzilla, Day After Tomorrow, 2012. And listeners can probably pick the thread there. They're normally films that involve things blowing up and things being destroyed.
Yeah.
And some heroic actions. And Moonfall is his newest film made outside of the Hollywood system. It's actually been extensively funded through Chinese investors. A very big budgeted film. Bit of a kind of really, it's a 80s, 90s type blockbuster where these were really prevalent, these type of films where something bad was going to happen to Earth or to a city and a bunch of heroes band together to save it. And that's exactly what we have here as Halle Berry and Patrick Wilson, some NASA workers band together to figure out a way to stop the moon from crashing into the Earth.
That's essentially the plot, isn't it? The moon is going to crash into the Earth and they have to stop it. It's not too dissimilar to any number of disaster films. As you mentioned, he's done Godzilla before. He's done The Day After Tomorrow. He's like that kid with the Lego. He wants to build a castle and then just smash it down.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if anyone has enjoyed Roland Emmerich's films from the past, they're going to enjoy Moonfall because it provides much of the same. And if anyone hasn't enjoyed those films, they need to give this one a really wide berth because it's very much one of those films that has a ridiculous plot. I mean, the plot, to be honest, without going to spoiler territory, it gets crazy as the time wears on. It's maybe not even the exact type of film you might expect it to be. It does go to some very odd places and not afraid to get weird. But yeah, look, it's very basic script. I mean, actors that should know far better than this showing up. And I mean, Patrick Wilson and Halle Berry probably aren't in the prime of their careers at the moment, but they're enjoying themselves, just getting a nice paycheck. And, it's completely silly, but there's definitely a time and a place for films like this if you're willing to switch the brain off.
You mentioned the two main actors, Halle Berry and Patrick Wilson. I mean, we know them. They're not exactly A-listers, if you will, but does it matter in a film like this?
No, it doesn't, because, I mean, really, at the end of the day, it wouldn't have mattered if they had the world's greatest Oscar-winning actor play the role, because I don't know if they could have brought any type of gravitas towards it. It's just so ridiculous. And I've actually had a bit of a laugh to a few people. I've said that it's, you know, Catwoman, Ed Warren, and we've also got Samwell Tarly, which is John Bradley from Game of Thrones. He's probably in his biggest role yet in the movies. He played Samwell Tarly in Game of Thrones. He's in it, and I'm like, the three of them band together to save the world. I mean, it's just bizarre and completely ridiculous. But, yeah, look, there's some great spectacle. Again, if you're willing to switch your brain off, it's actually one of those films that becomes so kind of dumb that it's quite fun if you're just willing to accept it. But yeah, definitely very far from any type of nuance Oscar winning fare.
Yeah, no, if you watch the trailer, nuance and Oscar winning are not the couple of terms that come to mind. I will ask you for your rating for Roland Emmerich's Moonfall.
Yeah, forgive me for this. You'll have to see it to understand it. I'm giving this one 2 Fuzz Aldrins out of 5. It's look, if you've seen the trailer, you know what you're in for, and things get pretty wild and weird. And it's good to switch the brain off, nothing else. And if you're wanting a bit of mindless entertainment on the big screen, Moonfall is not the worst thing going around.
Well, look, sometimes going to the cinema just to have fun is a good night out, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And considering we're probably in that peak period of there's a lot of serious fare out at the moment in Oscar season and coming our way on the big screen. So just something a little bit silly and a bit over the top isn't the worst thing that can be asked for.
All right. That's Eddie's Majestic Movie Review. And he'll join us again next Friday for another on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Sam. Speak then, mate.